Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, class, take your seats. It's that time once again for Roman's College of Country Knowledge on US 99 with your host, Dougie Styles.
Thank you. And let's throw some money in your pocket this morning. Thanks going out to Geico for sponsoring us this morning. And thanks going out to Jason for calling up from Portage. Are you ready to roll this morning, Jay?
I am ready. I got all my coffee in me, and I'm ready to go.
I recognize this voice. I beat you before, haven't I?
That's possible.
He is back for revenge. This morning, Jason, we are playing for $600.
Woohoo! That's a lot of concert ticket money. That'll get me in Stars and Stripes.
There you go, man. So I really hope you can beat me this morning.
I hope so, too.
You know the deal. Kick him out. Let's go, Jay.
Get out of there, Roman.
Five questions. Whoever gets the most correct is going to be the winner. All ties are going to Roman. Jason, are you ready with question number one?
I am ready.
The song Cry Pretty now has its own glittery tears Snapchat filter. Who sings Cry Pretty?
Carrie Underwood.
That was an easy one to start it off. Garth Brooks invited one of the contestants from this reality show singing competition to perform in front of 85,000 fans at his upcoming Notre Dame show. What TV show was it?
The TV show was, that's a tough one. I'll go with American Idol.
Jimmy Fallon, Carrie Underwood, and actors Blake Lively and Henry Golding all played a game of Name That Song on The Tonight Show recently. Carrie correctly identified the song Toxic, which is by what pop artist?
I'll go with Christina Aguilera.
Question number four, Jay. Sam Hunt, Kelsey Ballerini, and Michael Ray were all planned guests for Old Dominion's headlining set at the Ryman Auditorium the other day, but the band didn't know that this country music superstar was showing up. Name him.
That would be Brad Paisley.
And let's close it out this morning. The Chainsmokers have nothing but nice things to say about Kelsey Ballerini after working with her on their new song. What is the name of that Kelsey Chainsmokers collaboration?
Oh, my Lord, you guys are getting tougher. I'll take a stab and say, let's forget it.
All right. Let's bring Roman back in the studio. Jason, I remember when you played before, you did a lot better, I'm going to say, in a nice way, before than you did this morning.
Oh, boy, you guys are getting tough with them. I'll do that.
You only got one question right this morning.
Oh, my Lord, I had too much coffee. Got the jitters.
And it was this question. The song Cry Pretty now has its own glittery tears Snapchat filter. Who sings Cry Pretty?
That would be Carrie Underwood.
And that's where it ended for you this morning, Jason. All right, we are all tied going into question number two. Garth Brooks invited one of the contestants from this reality show singing competition to perform in front of 85,000 fans at his upcoming show at Notre Dame. What TV show is it?
It would be America's Got Talent.
And it is America's Got Talent. Jason, you lost. Game over. Thanks for playing.
I think contractually we have to finish the game.
Do we even have any contractual things in this game?
I don't think we have a contract. I don't know what's going on here. So
Jimmy Fallon, Carrie Underwood, and actors Blake Lively and Henry Golding all played a game of Name That Song on The Tonight Show recently. Carrie correctly identified the song Toxic, which is by what pop artist?
Britney Spears.
Yeah, Jason, you were right there, man. And you went with Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
Sam Hunt, Kelsey Ballerini, and Michael Ray were all planned guests for Old Dominion's headlining set at the Ryman Auditorium a couple weeks ago. But the band didn't know that this country music superstar was also showing up. Who was it?
That's a really cool moment for them. That would be Kenny Chesney.
All right, let's close it out this morning, Jason. The Chainsmokers have nothing but nice things to say about Kelsey Ballerini after working with her on their new song. What is the name of that song?
Oh, you know what? I don't even know. I don't know.
It's called This Feeling, and it doesn't matter anyway because, Jay, you didn't get it done this morning.
Oh, boy. I think I had too much coffee.
You keep saying that, but you know what? I have a feeling that you are going to be at our US 99 First Listen starring Morgan Evans.
Woo! I will take what I can get this morning, and I'm struggling.
There you go. The tickets are rolling out to 219, Jay, when you close out our game.
My name's Jason from Portage, and I flunked out of Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
Your turn.
Text college to 44995 to enroll in a future class of Roman's College of Country Knowledge.
With US 99.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.